In the kitchen of Casa Ordono, Lucia Cotado's life changes forever when she whispers a spell to repair burnt bread. Aboltar Casal, Aboltar Mazal. A simple servant girl sleeping on the cellar floor, Lucia occasionally uses small magics taught by her aunt Walit to ease her harsh existence. When her mistress, Donna Valentina, discovers these abilities, Lucia becomes Madrid's unexpected sensation, performing milagritos, little miracles, for nobles who flock to witness her talents. But this newfound attention carries deadly risk. As a conversa, a Christian converted from Judaism, Lucia's magical abilities could attract the Inquisition's scrutiny. When a red-bearded informer witnesses her more spectacular magic, she flees to her aunt, only to encounter Victor de Paredes, known as Madrid's luckiest man. He offers Lucia a tantalizing proposition: a new identity free from her Jewish ancestry, proper magical training, and entry into a secret tournament of magic users being organized for the king. With ambition burning in her heart and few alternatives, Lucia accepts his offer. "I would rather be powerful," she thinks, stepping onto a path that will challenge everything she understands about magic, identity, and freedom in a world where the wrong heritage or abilities can lead straight to the stake. Guillén Santángel appears cold, mysterious, and ageless. He initially treats Lucia with contempt, demanding she prove her talents while warning against forbidden miracles. When she defiantly turns to household chores, he recognizes her hidden intelligence and intriguing defiance. Santángel eventually reveals his true nature, a familiar bound to serve the de Paredes family for centuries. Once a prince who bargained with a sorcerer named Tello, he gained immortality but sacrificed his freedom. He cannot age or die from most injuries, but remains trapped in service to Tello's descendants. If he spends a night away from his master, he'll burn to ash at sunrise. "Before you, life had no savor," he confesses to Lucia. Through her, Santángel experiences emotion for the first time in centuries. Victor has promised him freedom if Lucia wins the tournament. As their training deepens, so does their connection. When they become lovers, their intimacy creates a strange magic that spreads through Antonio Pérez's palace. Couples everywhere dream of orange groves and are drawn together in passion. The Torneo Secreto unfolds at Antonio Pérez's palace, La Casilla. Lucia meets her competitors, Gracia de Valera with her theatrical illusions, Teoda Halcón, who communes with angels, and Fortun Donadé, a farmer's son who manipulates living creatures. In the first trial, after Gracia mimics Lucia's glass trick through deception, Lucia transforms glass shards into the Pleiades constellation, Pérez's birth sign, floating above his head to thunderous applause. The second trial involves secret magic during a religious play. Lucia creates cascading white roses with protective thorns. When puppet shadows suddenly turn demonic and attack, Lucia speaks a powerful refrán, "En lo oscuro es todo uno," extinguishing all light and banishing the shadows. Afterward, Teoda and her family are arrested as heretics. At the lakeside final trial, Lucia and Fortun collaborate until he betrays her, transforming their creation into a magnificent galleon. Enraged, Lucia turns his jewels into attacking insects. As chaos erupts, Pérez flees while Santángel helps Lucia escape from pursuing royal forces. Captured by Inquisition guards, Lucia is imprisoned in Toledo with Teoda, a 38-year-old woman disguised as a child, and Never, an elderly herbalist arrested for traditional healing. Learning they face judgment at an auto-da-fé on All Saints' Day, Lucia helps Teoda escape using hidden milagritos before being recaptured herself. Meanwhile, Santángel suffers in a claustrophobic scorpion's den beneath Victor's home. Despite his immortality, confinement drives him toward madness as he pounds bloodied fists against unyielding walls. When brought before the Inquisition, Santangle attempts to save Lucia by confessing to witchcraft himself. His plan fails when Fortune presents damning evidence, and mysteriously, Lucia embraces the accusations while her eyes convey something else. During a guard-permitted final visit before their execution, they share their deepest fears. "I wonder if this is the only real magic," Lucia reflects, "to be known and to know another completely, to hold someone's truth as carefully as your own." At Toledo's Quemadero, Lucia and Santangel stand bound as Dominican friars conduct their execution. Both refuse the offered mercy of death by garrote before burning. As flames rise, Santangel experiences unexpected transcendence. Orange blossom scents fill his nostrils as his spirit feels untethered. Beside him, Lucia trembles but keeps her gaze fixed on Donadei's emerald cross hanging from the Inquisitor's neck. Lucia begins the ancient incantation, Aboltar Kazal, Aboltar Mazal, unleashing her controlled magic into something wild and dangerous for one final spell. Toledo Inquisition records claim 3 condemned souls perished, yet rumors persisted that no remains were found in the ashes. The truth was extraordinary. They materialized in Valencia, forever changed. Each dawn, Santangel's body crumbles to ash, only to be restored by Lucia's incantations at nightfall. After securing passage on a Dutch vessel, they began a centuries-long journey across continents, immortal companions who discovered that in losing everything, they gained something more precious, the power to write their own destiny. At the heart of the familiar lies the power of language, particularly the Ladino refranes, proverbs, forming the foundation of Lucia's magic. These spells, passed down through generations of Sephardic Jews, represent both connection to heritage and means of transformation. When performing magic, words form in Lucia's mind in languages she instinctively knows, a linguistic memory of her people's journey. This magic serves as a metaphor for cultural resilience despite the Inquisition's efforts to eradicate Jewish practices. The novel explores how language shapes identity. When Lucia discovers her name was changed from Lucia Cana Cotado to Lucia Calderon Cotado, she recognizes this as an erasure of her history. Similarly, Hualit lives as Catalina de Castro de Oro, performing Catholicism publicly while secretly maintaining Jewish practices. Lucia's final spell, Aboltar Kazal, Aboltar Mazal, represents the most profound transformation, suggesting our stories can be reimagined through courage, connection, and truth, even facing flames. What chains bind us? Whether literal servitude, social expectations, religious persecution, or our own fears? The familiar suggests true freedom comes not from power over others, but from the courage to choose our own path. As Lucia and Santangel walk through an orange grove they once dreamed of, we witness transformation. A servant girl and a mortal prince who've broken the chains of fate to write their own story. He treasures her as only a man who has lost his luck and found it again can, revealing the greatest magic lies in human connection. In a world where power often costs freedom, they discover magic in rewriting rules, tearing a hole in the world and stepping through to something new. Their journey reminds us that even in oppression, transformation remains possible. The most powerful magic might be the courage to become authors of our own stories, regardless of what flames we must walk through.